We know that when we eat bread, we have to wash our hands for Netilas Yadayim. The question is, do you always wash? And even when you do wash, do you always make a bracha for Netilas Yadayim? So first, what happens if a person is about to go eat a bread meal, and he washes his hands for Netilas Yadayim, and he says the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then he decides, you know what, I don't want to eat bread, I'm not really interested. Is he required not to eat bread in order so that his Netilas Yadayim is not a bracha levatala? And the poskim discuss it, and at the end of the day, it basically means you intended when you made that bracha to eat bread, you change your mind, it's okay. It's not a bracha levatala, you said the bracha appropriately, you're not required to actually eat bread then, and you can go on to do something else. So that's one. So even if you did wash, but then change your mind, that's okay. Now, according to halacha, when it comes to washing your hands for netilas yadayim, the fact is, the washing is really based on the eating, what's considered a chash of eating. Similarly to making an after bracha. So, what does that actually mean? It means that you're not supposed to wash, or certainly make a bracha, if you're going to eat less than a kazayas of bread. Now, this is a common problem that people have, is that whenever they wash until Yisrael, they will always make a bracha. And that is actually factually incorrect, because it's not necessarily what should be done. Oftentimes, a person will go to a meal, and he'll wash his hands, say the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then he'll take a nibble of bread. But he will not actually eat a kazayas in the appropriate time. He'll just, maybe throughout the meal, he'll nibble, nibble, nibble. But if he just took a nibble of bread that was not a kazayas, he wasn't allowed to actually say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. There's a debate amongst the poskim whether it's a kazayas or a kabetza, which is basically double kazayas. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we should go lahachmir, which means you should always wash your hands without a bracha, if you're going to eat less than a kazayas, which oftentimes happens to people, they will eat less than a kazayas, so you should wash your hands, but you shouldn't actually make the bracha. What does it mean eating a kazayas? So let's assume a kazayas is a half a slice of white bread. Let's take that for an example, and you didn't eat that, but throughout your meal, you're going to nibble on bread. So really, a kazayas should be eaten within a 4-minute time slot. So you're eating, and if over 4 minutes you finish that piece, then it's okay. In the case of Netilas Yadayim, we'll be lenient and we'll say, since you said the bracha already, even if you extended it and it took you 9 minutes, up to 9 minutes to eat this half a slice of bread, that would also be okay and your Netilas Yadayim would not be a bracha levatala. But if you know you're going to be eating less than a kazayas of bread, you will not actually be making a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. And you'll see that many people, they just do it. They make the bracha because they're just trained to always make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. The fact is incorrect. According to some, you don't even need to wash if it's less than a kazayas. You don't even need to wash. And the truth is, this is a halacha lemaisa, an important aspect. If you're in a place where there is no water and you want to make hamotzi, so you need to wash because you're making hamotzi, but if you eat less than a kazayas and there's no water, there's nothing available, that would be okay because according to many, even though you're eating bread, but since you're eating less than a kazayas of bread, you actually would not need to wash. So if there's no water there, what can you do? You don't wash, you don't take the netilas yadayim, you just simply actually eat the bread because you're eating less than a kazayas on that.
You have 72 minutes to eat that, to have a kazayas in 4 minutes. So the first, you nibble, 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 and then...
And then at some point in your meal, you have...
Within 72 minutes.
As long as you're still eating, 72 minutes begins when you stop eating. So as long as you're still eating, you're actually okay. So it could be an hour later, whatever. Doesn't have to be the first 4 minutes. It could be the end, and therefore you'd be okay. As long as at some point you're actually eating that kazayas within a 4-minute time span, you're going to be okay.